When you talk about bass fishing and you talk about the school of hard knocks and how hard it is to be successful, but when you get to the Elite Series, it even becomes harder because you look at all the great anglers that are out there. Well, this past weekend, Scott Rook won the Legends event on the Arkansas River right in his backyard. And you have to be pleased as punch, Scott, I would think, at winning that event.
I'm tickled pink, Terry. It was just an unbelievable event. I had a great time. Fishing was really, really brutal, but in the long run, I pulled it out, so I'm pretty happy right now.
Well, you look back at the history of your fishing career, and, you know, you've had a lot of close calls, a lot of chances at really doing well, and have had a great career. But when you look at that win, getting that first win has to be nice, and $250,000 doesn't feel too bad either.
No, it really doesn't, Terry. That's great. And I told a lot of guys, a lot of the press yesterday, that $250,000, that was kind of secondary to getting that win. I wanted that win more than anything. I've kind of had a career of missed opportunities, losing fish and breaking fish off, and just, you know, I had the opportunity to win, you know, on several occasions, and I just didn't have the good fortune or the good luck to land that right bite. I've had the bites I don't know how many times to win, and finally everything came together, so it feels pretty good right now.
Well, you had a couple of lost fish. I know you're fishing junk and metal and all kinds of stuff along the Arkansas River whenever you have that kind of a fishery, and you lost a couple that way, but you came out, persevered, and was able to know that river well enough to be able to notice that water lowered and go out there and find those fish.
Yeah, that's local knowledge really was the key to me winning. When I told the cameraman yesterday morning that, you know, I don't want to wish any misfortune on anybody, but, you know, I said I need a little misfortune on Shaw's behalf and some good fortune on my behalf to be able to pull this out. And when I launched the boat, I turned around and looked, and the water was down about 10 inches, you know, and I said, well, maybe that's some good fortune right there, because I know everybody was fishing shallow, and most of the guys were flipping grass because that's how they were caught in the preliminary rounds, and they were just trying to carry that pattern onto the main river, and I knew it was going to make it tough, you know, and I started trying to target more deeper edge grass, a little deeper patches that I knew about, and I was waiting. There's really only one backwater area in that Little Rock pool that had some dirty water, and I know it real, real well, and it's a real good place in the month of August to catch them, and there's some bridge pilings that are out there in 4 or 5 foot of water, and some lay down logs that are out there that's just real isolated stuff, you know, and I knew I could go in there and target those a little bit deeper fish and maybe have an opportunity to catch a few keepers, and it worked out just the way I thought it would.
Well, local knowledge, you know, doesn't always play, and you've had a good career outside of the Little Rock area as well. But you look at some of the knowledge you learn on a river system, and it does parlay into some successes other places, I would think, as well.
It really does. I've learned so much. I've always told everybody that I graduated from the University of Arkansas River, because it really taught me. I mean, I've learned so much down there that I've applied around the country, and it's really helped me in my career.
Well, as you look back, you also got to do this. This win came in front of a hometown crowd, and one of your largest sponsors, Altel, was there as well, and their corporate office right there on the banks of the Arkansas. That had to be special for you, too.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, their corporate offices are on the banks of the river in the six-hole course where we fish, so it was pretty special to have my hometown crowd, all of my family, all of my friends. But my biggest sponsor, they were all there. It was the most emotional weigh-in I've ever been to. All of my friends and family were all crying. It was pretty special, Terry.
Well, you look back at a career and you think about, you know, everybody thinks this is all glitz and glamour, but there's a lot of tough roads you have to hoe. And when you land one of those big sponsors and have them be and see the success and large crowds that you had at the Elite Series Finals, that's got to make them feel pretty good they got involved in this sport.
I couldn't ask for a better scenario. I mean, the crowds were huge. It was just an energy-packed atmosphere. Everything about it was great. And then to be able to pull off the win was just icing on the cake.
Well, being a river rat, which I love river rats because they're grinders. They're guys that go out there and find a way to catch them when it's tough. But, you know, the Arkansas River has a lot of history. A lot of tournaments have been won. Of course, Rick Klun, we remember about him winning a classic there with a big, big, big weight. And then you think back, well, now it was really tough. You know, and whenever we do these pre-tournament discussions with the pros, everybody says, oh, yeah, it's tough, it's tough. But sometimes that's just, you know, putting a mental edge out there. But this one was a tough event.
Yeah, it really was. The fishing on the river this past week was the toughest I think I've ever seen it since I started fishing the river. The Arkansas River is a super great fishery. It didn't show this week, but it's absolutely full of fish that are 2 to 5 pounds. It's just unbelievable how many of them are in there like that. But we've had extremely hot temperatures this year, and we've had absolutely no current for well over a month. When you have that type of situation, coupled with We had the biggest shad spawn that I think I've ever seen. There's more shad in the river right now than I've ever seen since I've been fishing the river. And those fish, all those shad with no current, they pull off of the structure and they get out there in the middle of the river, and that's where the fish go. They come up at night a little bit and feed, and then when it gets daylight, they go right back out there and suspend around those shad. And it's hard to target fish like that if they're not holding on to any type of structure. So it's set up for a really, really tough fishing condition.
Well, 90 degrees surface temp, and then you talk about all the other things that go involved with it. But, you know, it also is very, very clear, which is unusual for the Arkansas. I remember in days I've fished it in the past, it was usually pretty stained and some of that kind of stuff. But you have super clear conditions now in the river system.
Yeah, we've got zebra mussels in the river now that we've had them for about 8 or 9 years. And it really, they're filter feeders, and they're just attached to everything, and they just filter all the sediment. They filter everything. I mean, it'll be chin clear. But the only thing that really saves that a little bit is their heat tolerant. When the water temperature gets to 88 degrees, they die. So really, the last month or so, they've died off. We still got a little bit more color than what we would have had the zebra mussels not died off. Was a big plus. And when you have zebra mussels attached to everything, they're just like little razors. I mean, they're on every rock, every piece of wood. They're attached to grass stems. And you can't, I mean, it's just almost impossible to set the hook without breaking your line. I mean, you can use 30, 40-pound test mono, and you're still going to bust your line. I mean, it's just like fishing around razor blades. The fact that they burned up really helped the conditions a little bit because, you know, the guys would have probably landed about half of what they caught this week had the super mussels not been gone. So that was the only plus to this really hot condition.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you fished. You know, what baits, what line selection, rod and reel, that type of thing, if you would.
Well, the first day I fished, I locked up, went to a little blackwater area on the upper end. And like everybody else, you know, I got in where there was a little bit of color to the water, and there was some grass and some brush and that type of stuff. And I caught them on an 8-inch, and it's just a generic worm that doesn't have a label on the pack. I bought 100-pack of them. It's a snake tail worm. It's an 8-inch worm, black red with silver glitter. I caught all my fish on that the first day. I was using a 7-foot St. Croix Legend Elite rod. It's the new Garcia Revo reel, which is a super, super reel, probably the best reel I think Garcia's ever come out with. Using 20-pound Berkeley Vanish fluorocarbon and a 5-aught straight shank Daiichi hook and a 1/4-ounce sinker. The second day I went back and I threw the worm in the same area. I figured I need one fish to make the cut, you know, so I just kind of put all my eggs in that one basket and went back in there and tried to catch one keeper. And I fished till like 11 o'clock. I had not had a bite, a couple of missed bites, and I'm not too sure if they were bass or brim or what, but I made a little change to change my bait. I went to a Berkley bungee hog, a power bungee hog, and I had fished 3 minutes, and I caught a keeper. And about 5 casts later, I caught another keeper. And I milled around in there, and about 15, 20 minutes before it was time to go, I caught a 3-pounder, and that gave me enough to get in. And I really didn't think that I was going to be able to apply that same technique to the main river fishing because there's really not that much backwater in that Little Rock pool. So I didn't have a lot of those that June bug bungee hog in my boat when I started on Saturday and the third day, and that's what I ended up catching them on until I ran out, and then I changed to another brand that was real similar of creature bait that was just like it, and that's what I ended up catching all of my fish on. And Terry, I started the tournament, and I kind of got that the whole course tournament on Saturday. I had like 18 rods out, and I really had that hometown jinx deal going. I was running around kind of fishing the old holes and trying to do, you know, kind of fishing in the past, which is common with guys fishing their home water. And it was like 11 o'clock. I'd been through half the course, and I had not caught a bass. And I was really feeling the pressure. It was, here I am in my hometown on a body of water I know better than anybody, and I've not had a bite, you know. So I went to hole number 4, and I went in that little creek, and I got in there and started messing around, started flipping some grass with the bungee hog again, and I started catching some non-keepers, and I ended up catching a keeper in there. So I put all the other rods down, took them off the front deck, and laid them in the floor, and I went out on the main river, and I started fishing grass on jetties and stuff. And the first one I pulled up on, I caught a fish that was almost 4 pounds, and that kind of, I said, well, these fish are in the grass, and they're shallow, and I've been trying to make them deep, and I just kind of went from there. And that's how I fished the entire tournament after that. It just really worked out really good. I was pattern fishing rather than old hole fishing.
Well, that's a great story, Scott. You know, a lot of us get into those same habits, and you broke one and won $250,000. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.